Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is beat that like button like it owes you money before watching this, so it reaches a wider audience. Also, before I get on with the memes, first a word from today's sponsor, the MGTOW Book Collection Part 2. Whether you're getting camel toe in Cambodia, banging babes in burkas in Turkey, or taking Polaroids of ladyboys in Thailand, Luca Vendetti has a series of books to make you live the dream. His new three-booklet series includes How to Live on $500 a Month in Cambodia, Turkey, and Vietnam, in addition to his classic, How to Retire on $200K in Southeast Asia. He also has the MGTOW book. Visit MGTOWBooks.com and use the promo code SANDMAN to get 10% off. Now available in four formats: PDF, Mobi for Kindle, EPUB, and text-to-speech MP3. Sponsor link is down below. And now on with the memes. Number 1, guess which two just got refused to ride a roller coaster because they couldn't make it size inclusive. Does she count as two or did she eat the other one? Soon they'll be posting signs that say you must be this thin to ride this ride at theme parks. You know it's gonna piss off those high-calorie humans. Women always make it everyone else's fault when they can't fit into a seat. At least she's self-aware enough to refer to herself as two people. Up next, this has to be the best ad for Snickers ever. A nurse was arrested for using a dead patient's debit card to buy snacks after the patient passed away. I guess it's true what they say. You're not yourself when you're hungry. He was dead and she was hungry. What's the issue here? I'm sure the dead patient wouldn't mind. I know it's very unprofessional. Maybe someone should look into the circumstances of his passing too. Maybe she ended him for a Snickers. Number 3, this is how old women in the workplace will treat you when you're young and still have life in your eyes. Yes, I agree to this. But they'll also try and get their pet simps to do the same to you. The old ones even turn the young women against you. This is one of the reasons I left the corporate world after only 3 weeks. It's like high school bullying on steroids. I chalk it up to jealousy because they've lived their lives according to other people's rules, and you haven't. Moving on, this guy's a moron. You never pay for a woman. He paid for her phone bill, took her out to eat, and paid. She then repays him by not talking to him because he was driving a 1998 Toyota. That's when you get up, tell the staff you want a separate bill, and leave and ghost her. She's probably texting her friends at that moment saying how dare he drive a car that's reliable and inexpensive. How dare he not drive a gas-guzzling car that requires tons of expensive maintenance. Number 5, this mother forcibly ejects her newborn daughter out a car window to her death because she thought the child would ruin her career as a Porsche executive. She's either Serbian or Croatian based on her name. So if you think you can be with a woman from Eastern Europe with good mothering instincts, you're wrong. But seriously, it was only a 12-pound clump of cells, guys. We need to let it go. Odds are she'll probably get probation and get to keep her job. Up next, this diverse photo shoot sends a powerful message. But how is that diversity when they're all the same color? I got it. Diversity means everyone is black. Then again, what they mean is diversity is the one on the right that's overweight. She's fat. See? Diversity. I remember back in the day United Colors of Benetton being diverse. Why couldn't this madness have stopped there? Number 7, this woke waitress is complaining because the people she served today didn't tip her and wrote down that all lives matter on her receipt. On the bright side, there's a tip that won't be taxed. But she did get the best tip possible. Knowledge. Most people go to a restaurant to get food and not to be fed the message instead. Don't you just love service with a smile while she's wearing a racist Karen mask? Moving on, I think that most of us will give Denzel Washington a chance in Gladiator 2. Colosseum in the hood. We was emperors in sheet. I think his character is going to be called Blaximus. His right-hand man will probably be called Jamal Axius. I think he's trying to take over from Morgan Freeman with that earring. Then again, this might be the must-not-see woke edition of Gladiator. When will we see a white Martin Luther King, though, and Malcolm X? Number 9, if you're a millennial, you probably have debt, got COVID, and have no hope for a financial future. Meanwhile, your boomer parents had a house, car, and children in the 30s. I bet you wish you bought a house when you were only 8 years old, instead of doing 8-year-old things. The only difference between then and now is that today we have Bitcoin to help us out of this mess. Millennials are the biggest holder of that particular asset. Up next, speaking of boomers, they complain that socialism is awful. But if you suggest we get rid of Social Security, their skin color immediately turns comrade red. Boomers will see a cut in 10 years unless they raise taxes on the rest of us to pay it. They'll try and make sure that the me generation gets theirs, and that the Xers, Millennials, and Zoomers will get screwed to do it. That is until we walk away from the system en masse and let it crash. Number 11, would you smash this girl with a shirt that says Trouble on it? Yes, in the 1970s, but today she's somebody's grandma. Looks like grandma was riding the muscle car carousel back in the 70s. And someone's grandpa ended up being a very unlucky man. I miss the days when women didn't have any tattoos. If you were smart, you'd be out there looking for her granddaughter right now. Why do I also get the funny feeling that she became a grandmother at the age of 37? Moving on, here's a picture of Joe Biden's speechwriting team. The only two that are writing here are the two straight white males in the top right. Look how busy they are on their computers. Too busy for the photo. The rest are just pretending to do the work, and they'll probably be taking credit from those two guys. This is who was posting on next for Biden. How much you want to bet Kamala will also use them? Meanwhile, here you have a picture of Trump's speechwriting team. Number 13, speaking of Trump, MSNBC's Joy Reid shaves her head because trolls kept saying that she had Trump hair. But I doubt she shaved it. That was a dollar store wig that she was wearing this entire time. Now she looks more like Biden. Christina, the author of this article, is ill-informed about black culture, it seems. Up next, funny how before diversity made us stronger, there was less crime, affordable housing, and no obsessing about racism. We all know that diversity makes us weaker. Our rulers are just gaslighting us because they need more debt serfs, and they don't care about the quality of life for their existing citizens. It's all about keeping the stock and real estate prices jacked up at all costs. Number 15, here's a picture with Lizzo from 2010 with Pattinson. What on earth did she eat for the last 14 years? I think the better question to ask is, what on earth didn't she eat? I'll bet you her weight gain was forced on her by her management, so that she'd appeal to that large and ever-growing land wheel demographic. Hard to think that this is the same person that sexually assaulted her backup dancers. I guess fame changes people. Moving on, here's the difference between the atheist fantasy of a world free from religion versus the reality. Most humans have to have faith in something greater than themselves, or they self-destruct. Women have been turning to feminism, and the god of Big Daddy government is their salvation. Religion is a social technology, and without the belief in God, it looks like humans naturally stop reproducing in numbers adequate enough for replacement rates. Number 17 is Tobey Maguire and Lily Chee. He's 49 and she's 20. His daughter is 17. Looks to me like he's learned a lot from Leonardo DiCaprio, after they did The Great Gatsby and became friends. Spider-Man was released before she was even conceived. He's also probably older than her dad. But I see nothing wrong with these two consenting adults getting together. Most older women see a high-status man that should be dating one of them instead. Keep crying your cat lady tears, ladies. Up next, here's Taylor Swift in an old high school photo. You just know that she was that rich and annoying girl back in high school. How else do you think she could afford such a nice acoustic guitar? She says that she was an outcast, but she looks pretty happy and popular in this picture. She's probably just saying that because most Swifties are losers, and that's the best way to relate to them and take their money. Number 19, here's the look you get on your face when your dad told you you wouldn't amount to anything, and then you proved him wrong. Although I'm pretty sure her dad isn't all that proud, unless he's a liberal man, then he's a happy camper sitting pretty in his cuck chair watching his daughter. But seriously, she was probably raised by a single mom. Well done, mom. In her acceptance speech, she's probably trying to understand why nobody wants to marry her. Moving on, if you hate the smell of BO, you just might be racist and xenophobic. You might also have a negative attitude towards migrants. Where does the lamestream media come up with this garbage? The deodorant companies need to see an opportunity to sell more product to immigrants instead of shaming the people that don't like their smell. These days, with stories like this one, you don't know for sure if they're real or parody. Number 21, Americans get confused because all the Miss Poland contestants are healthy, thin, and 100% female. Not to mention that they're all white. Many woke people will say they need more diversity. There has to be at least one Lizzo and one Transo in that crowd. We're definitely living in a clown world simulation because 20 years ago, no one would have thought that Miss Whatever would be an obese woman or a man. Up next, this 52-year-old divorcee thought all she'd be able to date are ugly, boring men. But apparently hot guys in her 20s can't get enough of her. It's all fun and games for her until no one wants to commit. But considering the horrible stuck-up attitude of younger women these days, Younger guys prefer feminine women without tattoos, even if they're older and divorced. Notice that she said she wasn't a single mother. That certainly helps. You know what they say. The older the chicken, the better the soup. Number 23 is another post proving the lunacy of women. Jessica says that men who don't wear jackets in cold weather do it to make women feel like lesser beings. Women should call out a toxic man if they see him not wearing a jacket in colder weather. We used to avoid wearing jackets in the winter in Canada in the club district because we didn't want to spend $20 on coat check. Besides, if toxic men don't wear jackets, what can we say about these women not wearing jackets in the snow either? Moving on, at least 87 people were hit by boomsticks in Chicago on the 4th of July weekend. They wanted a fireworks celebration and not a firearms one. It's not going to get any better as they keep picking one worse mayor after another. But these days that sounds like a slow weekend. I think this really does prove that gun control really does work in blue states and the south side of Chicago, which should be renamed to Wakanda, USA. Number 25 and the last one, this woman looks like she chose the bear. She was ended by this bear in front of her boyfriend while out on a hiking trip. Her boyfriend remembered the most important rule when it comes to surviving a bear attack. You don't have to outrun the bear. All you have to do is outrun the slowest hiker, even if she's your girlfriend. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Please give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm and so new viewers can find it. If you enjoy this series and want me to keep making it, then donate at the PayPal and subscribe star links below. It really helps out. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.